Wow. Welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
You have been listening to Intergalactic Wasabi Mix Live Mix by Snow Dusk on Anon Radio.
Open VoIP 1088.
Yo, this is the hottest tracks. Take this. I am gonna drop on you something fierce. Open VoIP on SDF and on radio. Get on the mic.
There are currently two other participants in the conference.
Yo. Check it. Get on that mic. Dial 1088 from your SDF VoIP phone or call 206-299-2120.
Who else
call
is
now.
Sure. Open VoIP 1088.
I have to kind of set the phone down in order to drink tequila, but I can still participate.
What one does? My concoction tonight is, it's actually a squash. It's grape juice and water, so that's about it. That's as hard as I get.
Grape juice and water?
Yes. Regular grape juice is too, I don't know, it's too sweet, too cloying.
Cranberry juice is kind of hard to drink, though.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master
at
the tone, Eastern Daylight Time, 22 hours, 3 minutes, exactly.
Yo,
Universal
this is
time,
the
two
tracks.
Hours, 3 minutes,
take
5 seconds.
I am gonna drop
no,
on you something fierce.
U.S. Naval Observatory Master
on SDF and on radio.
Daylight time.
Get on the mic. 22 hours,
3 minutes, 15 seconds.
Get on the mic.
Universal time, 2 hours, 3 minutes, 20 seconds.
Get on that mic. Dial 1088 on your SDF VoIP phone or call 206-299-2120. Call now.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system.
There is currently one other participant in the conference.
Open VoIP 1088.
Hello. Phone patch.
Hi. Welcome to the information line, now powered by 24/7. The same great features and even more. Main menu, say a city
Hello.
State. That's Bo Washington, right?
Yes.
What business or type of business?
Bookstore.
Bookstores, got it. All right, here are some choices. 1. Watermark Book in Ana Cortes. 2. Docking Bay 93 in Mount Vernon. 3.
Pelican Bay Books
in Ana Cortes. You can say, repeat. Tell me more choices.
Docking 93.
Okay, docking bay 93 at 224 Stewart Road. 360-428-5808. Say directions or connect me.
Directions.
Directions. Say the city and state you're coming from, or say home or work.
Nome, Alaska.
I think you said Nome, Alaska. Is that right?
Yes.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I think you said you're coming. Great. Say the address you're coming from.
44 Main Street.
I'm not sure I got that. What address was that?
Alaska.
Open VoIP 1088.
I think you said
Alaska 2.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Sorry, but I can't find that location on the map. Please say another address. One more time, please.
Happy Lane.
I'm sorry, I didn't get that. Say an address or intersection in Nome, or for a different city, say Quebec. You can also say, tell me my choices. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. Say an address or intersection in Nome, or for a different city, say Quebec. You can also say city center. I'm sorry, I'm having a lot of trouble understanding. Now we're turning to the main menu. Hi, welcome to the information line, now powered by 24/7. The same great features and even more. Main menu.
The FCF conferencing system.
There is currently one other participant in the conference.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Please say just the name of the business, or just the type of business.
Chocolate.
Sorry, I didn't hear you. Please say the name of the business, or say the type of business.
Welcome to the SDF conferencing system.
You are currently the only person in this conference. There is currently one other participant in the conference.
One. Hello?
Project of the Hoppetheim Heritage Foundation.
Hi, you have entered a world of fun at option one. It's the Daily Smoozes. At option two, it's a terrific tale this week by my very dear brother, Rabbi Yitzchak Przanski, called The Tour. Option three is a special kid talk for you. Option four, there's something special at option four for you. Option five, you mean to tell us that you haven't heard the most incredible surprise storyteller? Option six, it's the Chaim Miller Kiddush Hashem Stories of the Week. Chaim Miller's Yahrzeit is this very week. Option seven.
Six.
Welcome to the story called Double Wrap. For the next few weeks, we will have a few parts of the story per week. For this week, we have five parts. Press 1 pound for part one, 2 pounds for part two, 3, 4, or 5 pounds for the first five parts of the story called Double Wrap. Enjoy!
Oh, thank you for the story.
Welcome to
Double Wrapped, Chapter 1.
The deliveries come here with the vegetables, the frozen juices, the cake, and...
Who cooks the food?
Our chef.
Open boy,
Putin88.
Where's the kitchen?
Come this way, let me show you around.
Do the cooks also put everything on the special airplane trays?
No. The wants to serve their kosher passengers, they warm up the food.
What about,
Larry, did the chickens arrive yet?
No, sir. They were able to go.
Tell me about it. Where's Charlie?
I have no idea.
Charlie? Charlie, come in. Charlie? Charlie? Let me call him on his phone.
Uncle Uri, what's over there?
Just a second.
But I want to see the other part of the kitchen.
What? Just a second. I gotta make a call. Hello? Charlie? When will you be here? What?
There is currently one other participant in the conference.
I understand. Well, who's gonna drive the truck?
Me.
All right. Feel better, Charlie.
Can we see everything else, Uncle Uri?
I'm sorry, Yisrael Mayor, but my main driver isn't coming. That means I have to drive this delivery myself.
To where?
To the airport.
Airport? What about me?
You'll come with me.
To the airport?
Yep.
In your car?
In the truck.
In a truck?
To continue to chapter 2, press the start button, and then from option 4, press 2 pound to continue the story.
Welcome to the story called Double Wrap. For the next few weeks, we will have... Hi, you have entered a world of fun at option 1. It's the Daily Schmoozes.
No.
At option two, it's a terrific tale this week by my very dear brother, Rabbi Yitzchak Przanski, called The Tour. Option three is a special kid talk for you. Option four, there's something special at option four for you. Option five, you need to tell us that you haven't heard the most incredible surprise storyteller? Option 6, it's the Chaim Miller Kiddush Hashem Stories of the Week. Chaim Miller's Yahrzeit is this very week. Option 7, it's the Summer Questions of the Week. At option 8, It's the contest arena, and at option 9 is where you can hear the system instructions, find out how happy birthday announced on Wonder Words, and more. We thank you so very much for calling, and have a Wonder Words Day. Welcome to Option 9. To hear the Play-Doh race and to visit the Archive Center, press 1. To hear the system instructions, please press 2. To find out how to become a member, please press 5. And to find out, press 6. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Can have your birthday announced on Wonder Words by sponsoring a day of Wonder Words. Parents can call the following number to have their child's birthday announced. 347-633-0282. 347-633-0282. Welcome to Option 9 to hear the Play-Doh race.
Santa Claus, and I'm here in the North Pole with my elves and my... Ho, 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 Merry Christmas. It's me, Santa Claus, and I'm here in the North Pole with my elves and my reindeer and that ho, 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 Mrs. Claus. We're hard at work making toys for Christmas, but you can help me out by letting me know what I can drop off at your house for Christmas this year. If you would like a wooden doll, say the word doll. If you would like a sweater, say the word sweater. Santa can't help but notice that you didn't make a selection. Were you expecting more choices? Are you too good for a doll or a sweater? Well, what the f*** do you want for Christmas then, huh? I bet you'd like an iPod or a Nintendo Wii or an Xbox, wouldn't you, you greedy little f***? Do you know how hard it is to make something like that? I've already electrocuted 4 elves trying to replicate that damn iPhone. 4 elves! These are not skilled technicians. They're basically semi-retarded midgets in green tights with a helium addiction. And here you are, too good for a doll or a sweater, wanting me to risk the lives of my retarded elves? Have you forgotten the truth?
This is Santa Claus, and you have reached my personal hotline. We have been very busy making all of those toys to deliver on
Christmas. Merry Christmas. It's me, Santa Claus, and I'm here in the North Pole with my elves and my reindeer and that ho-ho-ho Mrs. Claus.
And don't forget to always listen to your parents.
You can help me out by letting me know what I can drop off
please
at your
leave
house
me
for
your
this
Christmas
year.
Gift
if you would like a wooden doll, say
cheer.
The word doll.
And
if
remember,
like...
kids, I know who's been naughty and nice.
Oh, no.
Merry Christmas, and I'll see you soon! Ho, ho, ho!
Ha, ha. Ho, ho, ho. I've been a little naughty. Not too naughty. I've been pretty good. I don't even know if we're on air still.
Hi, welcome to the information line, now powered by 24/7. The same great features and even more. Main menu. For business search, say a city and state. Otherwise, when you hear the service you want, just say it. Driving directions.
Fort
traffic.
Collins, Colorado.
Fort Collins, Colorado. If that's not right, say go back. Okay, what business or type of business are you looking for?
Military contractor.
Sorry, I didn't get that. Please say the name of a business or say the type of business.
Boeing.
Do you want
Chipper Lanes, Chipper's Lane Collage Center,
or
Chipper's Lane Horse Tooth Center?
You can also say, go back.
Chipper Lane Horse Center.
Chipper's Lane Horse Tooth Center.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
West Horse Tooth Road. The number is 970-226-6327. You can say driving directions, share this listing, or connect me. You can also say repeat the info or directions. Say the city and state you're coming from, or say home or work.
Denver, Colorado.
I think you said Denver, Colorado. Is that right?
Yeah.
Great. Say the address you're coming from.
Boeing.
One more time, please.
Boeing Lane.
That's Bell Lane, right?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. I think you said you're... Okay, hang on, will I get your directions? Based on traffic, the fastest route goes via Interstate 24 East. It's 51 miles, and should take about 51 minutes. There are 11 steps. Hang on to hear your directions. To skip to Interstate 24 East, say... Step 6, lane. Drive for 1/10 of a mile. You can say repeat, next, or previous to go through the list.
Next.
Step 2, turn left on Bruce Lane. Drive for 1/10 of a mile. Say repeat, next, or previous.
Next.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Next.
To hear this step again, say repeat. You can also say next, or previous to move through the list.
Next.
You can also say reverse directions at any time.
Next, next, next. Next, please.
What was that?
Next. Next.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. To hear this step again, say repeat. You can also say next, or previous to move through the list. You can also say reverse directions at any time.
Next, please.
Step 4. Turn right on Huron Street. Drive for 7/10 of a mile. Say repeat, next, or previous.
Next.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. To hear this step again, say repeat. You can also say next, or previous to move through the list. You can also say...
Thank you for calling the psychiatric hotline. Please listen carefully to all options before making your selection. If you are obsessive compulsive, please press 1 repeatedly. If you suffer from multiple personality disorder, please press 2, 3, and 4. If you are codependent, please ask someone else to press 5 on your behalf. If you are a nymphomaniac, please stop doing that with the phone, put your clothes back on, and then dial extension 69. If you are a schizophrenic, listen carefully, and a little voice will tell you which number to press. If you suffer from irrational paranoia, there is no need to press any button. We already know who you are and what you want. Just stay on the line so we can trace the call. If you are delusional and occasionally hallucinate, please be aware that the thing you are holding on the side of your head is alive and about to bite off your ear.
Open VoIP 1088.
Call our new site that lets you officially log your predictions on sports, politics, welcome pop culture,
reality, TV, anything you might make predictions about. Welcome to Minuteman Missile National Storage Site.
Each prediction is logged with an official date stamp and time stamp.
Inside the fence area is a Minuteman missile silo. For nearly 30 years, Delta 9 held an operational Minuteman II nuclear missile. We hope you enjoy your cell-guided tour of Delta 9. After the tour, if you would like to give us feedback, please press star and zero. Once again, welcome to Minuteman Missile National Historic Tour.
Enter your stop number now, or press star 0 to leave us your feedback.
Stop number 3, Minuteman Missile, from launch to ground zero. After a Minuteman...
Hi. Hi, welcome to the information line, now powered.
Consider at such a speed the Minuteman could cross the continental United States in 10 minutes.
Cathedral City, California.
This allows it to strike a target over 6,000 miles away in just 30 minutes. In other words, the Minuteman can strike targets nearly anywhere on Earth.
Sorry,
within 3 minutes of a launch, all rocket stages would burn out and fall away. Then the warhead, which lies just beneath the tip of the missile's nose cone, rises over 100 miles above the Earth's surface. As it reenters the atmosphere, the forces of aerodynamic drag and gravity pull the warhead towards its final destination. Because of its state-of-the-art guidance system, the bomb would strike within a quarter mile of its target. When the warhead reaches its destination, it detonates a 1.2 megaton hydrogen bomb.
Thanks for using
this bomb is 120 times more powerful than the atomic bomb dropped on Hiroshima, Japan at the end of World War II.
Hi, welcome to the information.
The Soviet Union held more military power than South Dakota and its 150-strong Minuteman force during the Cold War. The warhead would completely devastate a target area. For a mile and a half in all directions, nothing would remain that was recognizable. Even the most stoutly constructed buildings would be totally blown to pieces. Due to the effects of radiation, the target area would be uninhabitable for centuries to come.
Enter your stop number now, or call us back when you're ready.
I'm very depressed now.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Enter your stop number now, or press ## to hold.
Thanks for using Bing 411. Goodbye.
Stop number one, Minuteman missiles hidden in plain sight. Before you enter the fenced Minuteman missiles hidden in plain sight. Before you enter the fenced area at Delta 9, please turn your attention to the interstate you just drove in on. Imagine, for nearly 30 years, South Dakotans, tourists, and truckers, people just like yourselves, drove up and down Interstate 90, most of them never realizing they were driving through a war zone. But with the invention of intercontinental ballistic missiles, the front lines of the Cold War no safe. If you were one of those innocent passers-by and had glanced at the strange series of structures contained within the fence, what would you have thought the structures were? Could they be a water well or perhaps a substation for the local power supply? That's what you might think or notice at a glance.
To the
imagination,
there is currently one other participant in the conference.
Now step inside at Launch Facility Delta 9 and learn how one of the most powerful weapons in human history was kept just beneath this lonesome stretch of prairie.
Enter your stop number now, or call us back when you're ready. Enter your stop number now, or press ## to hold.
Stop 4, the Minuteman missile, a technological wonder. As you look down through the glass viewing enclosure, you see a Minuteman II training missile on display. The Minuteman is considered a technological wonder because it was the first solid-fueled intercontinental ballistic missile the United States ever made operational. With solid-fuel technology, the missile was a cost-effective option that could lie dormant and unmanned for weeks, months, and years on end with limited maintenance and upkeep. Furthermore, it could be remotely controlled and monitored from underground launch centers miles away from the actual silos. Most importantly, it was the United States' first hair-trigger launch response as far as intercontinental ballistic missile systems go. From the time when the missileers completed a key turn procedure to execute a launch command, to the time when the missile left the silo, could take approximately 1 minute for the missile to launch. If the missile had ever been launched, here's what would have occurred. On the left side of the missile, you will see an umbilical cord attached. This is where a positive launch command would be transmitted to the missile's computer via underground communications cables. After the missile's computer receives the command, the 90-ton door, which once covered the silo, would be thrown to the south. A few seconds later, the missile leaves the silo and heads toward a target half a world away.
That's really scary.
Enter your stop number now, or call us back when you're ready. Enter your stop number now. Or...
Hey.
Enter your stop number now. Or call us back when you're ready.
Can't you hear me? Hey.
Enter your stop number now. Or press ## to hold.
You can't hear me. Hello.
Good evening.
Don't risk utility outages, serious injury, or death. Call 811 before you dig. It's fast, it's free, and it's the law.
Today's date is Tuesday, August 21st. Chillicothe telephone time, 10:31. The current temperature, 73. Chillicothe area weather, scattered thunderstorms, then cloudy tonight, low near 65, partly cloudy and mild tomorrow, high near 75. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Thank you very much to these wonderful... You never know when they're going to become real AI.
Avancée de l'Est. 22 heures, 32 minutes et 10 secondes. CNRC, heure avancée de l'Est. 22 heures, 32 minutes et 20 secondes. CNRC, heure avancée de l'Est. 22 heures, 32 minutes et 40 secondes. Heure avancée de l'Est. 22 heures, 30 minutes et 50 secondes. CNRC, heure avancée de l'Est. 22 heures, 33 minutes précises.
3 minutes.
The number you have dialed is not in service. Please check the number and try again. 100.
Une pure de foncé. Non plus, moi.
At the tone, the time will be exactly 10:33:55 p.m.
Oh, hello. Hello.
At the tone, the time will be exactly 10:34:12 p.m.
But you have no time. You have no second tick.
At the tone, the time will be exactly 10:34:29 p.m. At the tone, the time will be exactly 10:34:45 p.m. At the tone, the time will be exactly 10:35:02
seconds p.m. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Au revoir. Je pense. C'est un robot. Un robot. Une robot. Désolé. Une robot. Je pense. On est ça qui m'a répondu.
Open VoIP 1088.
I think that's how you spell it. But I'm not sure. You can't multiplex. I tried to call my own account, but you can't do that. Very interesting. Thank you, whoever runs that program, whoever does the patch. I don't know if anyone's listening, but goodbye.
Hello, hola, yaate. You called Saul. You've reached the offices of Saul Goodman & Associates, your one-stop shop for all things law. If they've accused you of breaking bad, better call Saul. If you're currently under arrest or in custody, follow my three patented rules. One, keep your mouth shut. Two, keep your mouth shut. Three, don't make eye contact with anyone in a holding cell, unless you're looking to make a love connection. Visit my website for more free advice, bettercallsaul.com. The solution to your problems is just minutes away. Your call is important to us. Please continue to hold. DUI, press 2. Slip and fall on government property, press 3. Illegal animal smuggling, press 4. Unreasonably hot fast food beverage accidents, press 5. Wayfair 515 victim, press 6. To continue this message in Tagalog, press star.
Thank you.
welcome. You've reached the offices of Saul.
Hello and welcome. It is now time for SDF Open VoIP. Please dial 1088 to join the conversation.
You too are Emmy material. Whether you're a voter or just a nominee, at Saul Goodman Productions, everyone's a winner. So at the tone, leave your name and number. And remember, you can't take home an Emmy without M-E. That's me, Saul Goodman.
This message is brought to you by Better Call Saul FYC.
Hello, this is Day Spa and Nail based in Albuquerque. This number is for Day Spa and Nail customers and future customers only. Please, leave a message or call back when we are open. Do not leave a message if you need a lawyer, unless you want spa and nail services first. Thank you for choosing Day Spa and Nail.
オープンボイプ1088。
Thank you for calling the Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry. Hogwarts is school for aspiring witches aged 11 to 18. Please listen carefully to the following menu options before making your selection. For campus information, please press 1. For admissions, press 2. For rules and regulations, press 3. For how to campus. The campus can be reached by taking the Hogwarts Express. The train is boarded from platform 9 and 3 quarters at King's Cross Station.
Your emergency Hall and Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1. To hear Rich Girl, please press 2. To hear Manita, please press 3. To hear Privatize, please press 4. Sorry, I didn't get your response.
We are sorry, an application error has occurred. Goodbye.
Welcome to Call & Oates, your emergency Hall & Oates helpline. To hear one-on-one, please press 1.
have dialed into here and there along the Echo, a guide to the Echo River for drifters and pilgrims. This guide is a public service provided by the Bureau of Secret Tourism. For menu of our resources, press 1. If you have an extension to dial, press 9. For more information about our organization, press 3. For historical sites along the Echo River, press 1. For a guide to the river's flora and fauna, press 2. For help identifying an unfamiliar sound, press 3. If you're holding a snake right now, press 4. To hear these options again, press 0. So, you're probably not in any danger, but why are you holding that snake? If you're involved in an exchange of some kind, press 1. If holding the snake is part of your spiritual practice, press 2. If you don't remember why you're holding the snake, press 3. To return to the main menu, press 0. Okay. What's the last thing you remember? Please describe your memory in as much detail as you are able, paying particular attention to any smells and sounds you may recall. Were you breathing through your mouth or your nose? What did the air taste like? And so on. Feel free to call again with extension 1618 and tell us the whole story. All right. Let's roll up our sleeves and get to work on this here snake situation. What you're going for is a kind of gestural conversation. Don't worry. I'll lead you two through it. Give that snake a name and look her right in the eyes and say her name. I'm going to go with Delia for the purpose of demonstration, but you pick a suitable
Open
name.
Open VoIP 1088.
Try to follow along with me here to the best of your ability. Delia, take it easy now. What if all of this is just a reflection of a reflection? Now hold the silence while she processes that metaphysical curveball. Okay, what's Delia up to now? If she's staring right back at you, press 1. If she's wriggling around, press 3. And if she's deep, press 3. If she's staring right... Well, your snake may be asleep. It happens. You gotta wake her up. Gently now. Whisper her something pleasant. Tell her why she wants to wake up. I mean, really convince her. I'll wait. All right, where are we at? If the snake is breathing heavily, press 1. If she's curled around your forearm, press 2. If her tongue is extended, press 3. Okay, I want you to tense your arm muscles and then relax them, one by one. Take slow, shallow breaths. Tense, relax, tense, relax. Try to focus all your thoughts on that blood coursing through your arm veins. Forget Delia is even there, just you and your blood. There you go. Delia should be in a kind of a calm, thoughtful state now, so you can move on. So put that snake in some grass or something. Let Delia be free like a snake should. And go ahead and wash your hands if you care to. I would. Welcome home. For historical sites along the Echo River, press 1. For a guide to the river's flora and fauna, press 2. For help identifying an unfamiliar sound, press 3. For a catalog of subterranean birdsong, press 1. For help identifying something that's happening in the dark, press 2. If you are hearing organ music, press 3. Now I play you several recordings of Echo River. Lucky you. Does it sound like this?
Open VoIP 1088.
Thank you. From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Facebook and other social networks have transformed the way we interact online, but using computers to share information and meet friends predates the 21st century. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Todd Bookman reports on one of the first social networks, a network that people still use.
Before Facebook, before MySpace, even before Al Gore, there was an internet, the 1980s internet, when users still connected through phone lines and communicated through simple lines of text. It may sound outdated, but today, that version of the internet is still very much alive.
How do you pronounce your name?
I always type it, so there's never really any need to pronounce it, but I guess Bullywiff, that's how you might say it.
Bullywiff is this guy's handle, his screen name. Offline, he's Pat McNamee King, a 23-year-old college student in Concord, New Hampshire.
So we're near your parents' basement?
Yeah, I'm connected to the internet through an Ethernet cable I pulled down through the ceiling. There's a big piece of exposed communication stuff, bunch of telephone cable wires. It's dark in here. Just storage, bunch of stuff.
Perched over a small laptop, Pat/Bullywiff logs into an online community called SDF. It's sort of like Facebook, Gmail, and a gaming site all rolled into one. But there aren't videos or pictures or even ads on the screen.
This is a lot more elegant, I think. This is just text. There's no mouse. It's just all in a command line. Using a mouse and having windows and dragging stuff around it's distracting.
This is the internet for people that actually understand how the internet works. Instead of websites, users are accessing a shared operating system. They can chat, email, and post within the system, but only by typing in commands. SDF has been around since 1987 and currently has about 30,000 members. But at one time, this type of computing was the internet.
They were extremely popular. They were like the alternative to AOL and CompuServe back in the early days. But nowadays, they're, very, very obscure.
Rob Fleischman is a computer scientist and internet expert. He says that at one time, porn and pirated materials were commonly shared on these systems.
These little areas of the internet that are not particularly popular are great places for nefarious characters.
Most of that business has migrated onto the mainstream web, along with all the legal activities, too. SDF is now really just a hangout for computer hobbyists. Back in the 80s, when users still had to use landline telephones to connect, they would usually only communicate with other computers that had a local number. Nobody wanted to pay long-distance charges. And because other users were in your area code, it was common for them to get together in person. Online friends actually became real friends. Today, users from around the globe are on SDF, but they still do occasionally meet up in person.
I think that would be really cool. I haven't come across anyone in Concord, New Hampshire. If I did, I'd love to meet up with them.
For now, Pat McNamee King is satisfied just surfing around on SDF. Rob Fleischman told me that this type of computing will never totally fade away. There will always be users that are willing to trade the bells and whistles of a website for the hard elegance of code. But because SDF requires some serious computer know-how, it will likely stay limited to the internet's basement. For NPR News, I'm Todd Bookman in Concord, New Hampshire.
My name is Music Squirrel, and I love music, so I put together a show about music from all over the world that you can listen to at 2200 UTC on Sunday at nonradio.net. I named it the World Music Show. You can learn about all different kinds of places and learn about music from all over the world. And please listen at 2200 UTC Sunday at nonradio.net.
From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Audie Cornish.
And I'm Melissa Block. Facebook and other social networks have transformed the way we interact online, but using computers to share information and meet friends predates the 21st century. From New Hampshire Public Radio, Todd Bookman reports on one of the first social networks, a network that people still use.
Before Facebook, before